I missed that interview, of course, with Ion talking about all the shows.
70 shows. There are three JWs involved with Hollywood. Listen to this. Fringe, 100% input. I mean, he even got a guy who looks like me to play Walter, right? That is so literal. You can,
yeah.
You can see that. It has to be 100%. I mean, we'd even have stuff from our Melting Titanium stuff would be talked about on a Tuesday and would show up on a Thursday or Friday, you know, 2 days later on the TV show. Now, that tells you where there's no time. How the heck did that happen? How do you make a show? I mean, were they monitoring us? It was shipped over, and they quickly did a skit on Thursday and stuck it in, you know?
It would happen that quick, huh, Bob?
Yeah, it would happen that quick.
Wow.
Right, Carol? That's it, Carol. Yeah, we would. I would bring up some topics. We didn't know why he was saying it, but he'd go into it like he often does. And then 2 or 3 days later, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we watched the new Fringe, and it would have that device, that idea right there in the script. Pretty weird. Okay, he has for Eureka, just yes, JW did something. Warehouse 13, yes. Flash Forward, only 12%. V, 50%. Lost, 50%. Now, JW knew J.J. Abrams since 2000. 24, 60%. Daybreak, 12%. The Wire, 14%. The Event, Ion's always talking about The Event, 70%.
Yeah.
Kyle, this kid, high school kid, 25%. Tremé, 60%. Life of Mars, 40%. True Blood, 100%. You can see that in True Blood. Alpha, 70%. I asked about Generation Kill, one of the first things that J.J. Abrams made about 2000, about soldiers in Iraq or someplace. Ryan says, perhaps. Torchwood, 100%. That's where the face of Bo is in Torchwood, I think. And that
was
Jack
that
guy.
That Western?
That's a Doctor Who spinoff, Torchwood. You hear Ion talk about that a lot. 100%. Harry Potter films, yes. Boardwalk Empire, 60%. Breaking Bad, 40%. Downton Abbey, 30%. That would just be the me part, Bob part. Homeland, 50%. Nikita, 12%. Carnival, 9%. Boss, 40%. White Collar, 9%. Shameless, 12%. The River, 22%. Alcatraz, 19%. Southland, 30%. Game of Thrones, that's a big one now, 80%. House of Lies, it got a perhaps. Touch, 41%. Remember, Ion promoted Touch? Awake, 60%. The Newsroom, 9%. Rubicon, 50, I have here. I didn't have a chance, I guess, to get figure out whether Ion said 15 or 50. The Killing, he says, skip that one. He wouldn't comment on that one. And that's about us and being in Seattle. We lived in Seattle 40 years ago. Now, you watch some of these shows, Eben?
Oh, Scandal in particular.
Yeah, 80%, JW.
Awesome.
Borgen, a Copenhagen one, 12%. Girls, 60%.
Oh, wow.
The Good Wife, yes, but a commentary, so glib. Ion's not that impressed with The Good Wife. Political Animals, 2%. Suits, 30%. Sons of Anarchy, 70%. James Bond films, 50%. Now, that's interesting. That was done 40, 50 years ago. There's Ion claiming they were in there, but that would not be JW. I don't think, unless these Hollywood JW is older or something. Don't know, understand that. James Bond, 50%, unless it means later James Bond films. House of Cards, 100% JW. The British 100%. Show, The Hour, about the 60s version of 60 Minutes in the 50s. That's a good show.
Right.
Short series, 60%. Person of Interest, 24%. Orange is the New Black, 60%. Ray Donovan, 2%. The Blacklist, 30%. Masters of Sex, 69%. There's a pun, 69%. By Any Means, which was about this renegade mod squad. They went around and killed the bad guys by not following the rules, because the bad guys were so slippery, you couldn't get them by legal means. So you had to set them up and kill them privately for surprising methods. Veep, 4%. Hostages, 8%. The Assets, 10%. Sherlock, 9%. True Detective, 2%. The Bridge, 18%. Believe, which Ion promoted after Touch, 90%. The Spoils of Babylon, 60%. Fargo 50%, The Americans 20%, Americans are happening now, Black Orphan 4%, and the black one called Power, that's 60%.
Does he have a company name? I mean, is he an independent?
Nobody knows anything about JW. He spent a lot of money to make sure everything about all of them is not on the internet. There's nothing about JW on there other than the fake prison stuff that we put out. And that was put out for a purpose, a very serious purpose.
Have you met all the 12 JWs, Bob?
Before Ion, I'd only been with JW twice. After Ion, JW would come here occasionally over the last 5-6 years, and I don't know how he got here. He could have been portaling or he flew here. So I met him a few times after Ion started. But we found out that when I met him the second time in Kansas, at Lawrence, Kansas, we went to this meeting with these professors there at the University of Kansas looking into cold fusion stuff. You'll hear it on the May 5th, 2010 tailgate. That's where JW acted really odd from my perspective. And it turned out that several JWs were engaging in the breakfast party, and then later in the afternoon. To me, he was an obnoxious JW. There was this Jewish couple there. He started insulting the Jewish people, arguing with them about their religion, as if he fucking knew more than them. And they were shocked. That was probably Ion leaking through, because Ion was around us the year before. We found out that the different JWs were at that meeting, and they kept the I'd see JW get up and leave, go out and look like he was taking a smoke break, and then he'd come back in. But I caught him peering in the window a couple times. So we find out on May 5th, 2010 tailgate, it gets clarified that the other JWs are peering in to see when they can come in. So I actually experienced several JWs. They all looked the same to me. There might have been subtle differences, and maybe one of them was milder, and the guy who got really argumentative was later. That's a difference. I had not seen that JW. In my experience, I had not seen JW act like that with other people, even on the phone, but he did in this person, and so I understand that now. That was another JW, a rougher one. So I experienced him but didn't know it, and I've never seen more than one at the same time.
And they were all dressed the same, so you couldn't tell.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
I got a lot of stories about interacting with different JWs on the phone. That even happened on a cash flow, July 21st, 2010, McLuhan's birthday, which was also JW's wife's birthday. And that's the one where the helicopter comes in the third hour. And then JW, after the show, comes on the line, and he says he apologized for missing the show. He doesn't know we just had a show with a JW. And I said, well, I talked to his wife before the show, and him, we had no inkling he was not there. So that's when we first got the inkling there was another wife, because I talked to two of them, and that was when JW was telling me he wasn't home. He had flown to Chattanooga to go to a restaurant for her birthday. And half of that's on the show. You hear the helicopter landing, and we're talking to Ion and say, there's JW, and we don't know what he's talking about. We don't know what Ion's talking about, if I remember. I don't remember it being talked much until after, when Ion left, and then you're talking to JW, and the JW apologizes to me for missing the show.
We even had something like that last year where earlier Ion disclosed some information to Cold Fusion, and then later on, I think Eliza asked him a question, and he said, well, that's pretty noble information or something like that. And it was the JW didn't know, coming through Ion, that the other JW had gave
right.
us some information. In Cold
yeah,
Fusion.
And around that time, it might have been that night, the next day we're talking to JW, and he says that another JW left him a note, said, ha-ha, I told them. And it was like the first time we had the Coldplay on the radio. Or it's referring to something before that, before we went there. Can't remember the sequence, but that was the first time I heard of communication between them and that there was this sort of rivalry going on. So this JW that is telling us that the other one, we asked Ion later about what's going on, and they said, well, the JW you were talking to the next day is the guy who keeps everything close to his vest and doesn't tell anything. And the other JW likes to tell us everything. So that's a little difference between them. I think that's what you're referring to.
Yes.
That's the little, yeah. And a couple times since then, we'll be talking to Ion and having a session. Then all of a sudden, the noises will come on. And Ion will say, well, that's the other JW. So then the next day, JW, or the quiet one, say, the reserved one, and then the next day or so, he say, oh, I see they told you about this. And I said, yep, because he downloads the session within 24 hours. It just goes into his brain. I guess it goes into all the JWs, but I'm not sure. But it went into this JW, and he found out that Ion and that other JW were teasing this JW we were just talking to and telling us more stuff.
I'm still thinking what you just said, that all of the JWs get the download whenever Ion speaks.
That's the only way that makes sense of what happened there. The other JW is downloading the show, and he finds out that the JW the previous night was a different JW that did the show, not the show, but whatever, with us, and played some sound effects via Ion. So we're talking a day or two later, and JW says, oh, I see that that Ion showed you this. We go, yeah. And at that point, we say, oh, that wasn't you? And he's, no, I wasn't there last night.
Hey, Bob, just thinking of what you just went over with the all of these Hollywood shows, and JW had an influence in Hollywood to expose. That's an Ion influence, because there are like little small details that, unless you and Carolyn explained everything about you all, is this JW picking up telepathically where they're able to just know it and then they put it out there, or is it something that you explained? I'm just thinking of what you just we just talked earlier.
Okay, here's a way to explain that. In the first year or so, we go 7-hour sessions. This is before the radio. You know, we're talking 6 months, me with Ion. Carolyn would be at the first part. We'd go to bed early. So I'd have 3 or 4 hours after with Ion by myself. So I didn't notice it. I just thought Ion was capable of doing – Ion or JW was capable of doing it. After many months – somewhere in there, maybe when I found out about the duplicates, which wasn't till a year later, till May 2010, Ian explained, he said to me one night, he says, how do you think JW can sit there and talk to you for 7 hours and not have to drink, eat, or go to the bathroom? And he says, there's more than one JW happening. And I said, wow, that makes total sense, because the pattern was to be a normal reserved JW and a reserved Ion, and then later, in the middle, like the fourth hour, suddenly Ion would get belligerent with me and demand more. And then a little later, Ion would get silly or funny or something. There were like 2 and 3 different kinds of Ions that would surface during a 7-hour, 8-hour session. And I thought it was just one JW, but of course, after 2 or 3 hours, a JW would substitute for the previous JW, and that's why he'd have a different personality, and Ion would come across differently.
Wow.
And now you're saying, how many total are there? How many total JWs are there?
But so, as far as I know, there are 12, and Ion has given me the details of where the first 9 live, their lifestyle. And I don't think I'm allowed to give that out, but he said 10, 11, and 12, we won't tell you about them. So I don't know about 10 to 12.
Does Ion flow through all of them, or there are particular JWs that talk and the others that just do?
I don't know. Maybe I asked that, but I forgot. But I would say maybe 2 or 3 of them do it, not all of them. But maybe they all do it, and maybe they take turns. I don't know. Now, here's my theory. Since we all have many selves, and this should be asked about, I don't know if Ion would answer. We all have many selves in other worlds. And Ion has said that what JW is going through, no human has ever gone through before. And that's the effect of Ion being in JW and around JW. So my theory is that all the JWs that are different parts of his being in other worlds are able to mingle in this world consciously, whereas we have these other selves and we're not noticing them. And he does, because he's got the Ion thing happening. I mean, look, you got Ion happening around you. Remember, in the first 3 or 4 days after March 18th, JW suddenly did not want to smoke, drink wine, coffee, or anything. He just all cold turkey. And that's where you can hear this recording. We sell it. It's called Chromosome 14, I think, where after a few weeks I say, Ion, why did JW drop everything? Is it because his etheric body, that's all I knew at that point, occult stuff, theosophical stuff, was it his etheric body got activated by you and therefore he didn't need these satisfactions anymore? And I said, no, it was chromosome 14. And I don't pursue it because I don't know what he's talking about, and we don't realize that till about a year later. And one day Ginny was redoing the recording. He says, holy shit, Bob, in that chromosome 14 recording a week or so after Ion showed up, he's talking about chromosome 14 in relation to what happened to JW. And I had forgotten that.